Well, everybody, it's been 2 years since we've leave the European Union, and there's been a big protest in London today, and I wanted to just make a little stream having a look at it and what's been going on. Because what they're calling the People's Vote March, tens of thousands, or I don't know how many thousands of people are having a look at it all over London. Painting their faces blue, going on like retards. And a lot of people have commented because they said, well, the people's vote march, the people have had the vote. And it's quite confusing because, well, we've had the vote and the snowflakes lost. What are you doing? And what I noticed when I was having a look on Twitter was, which I'm going to do a screen share of now, can kind of share a little bit of light on something I think is a little bit interesting to take a look at. So the People's March, when they say the people's vote march, what they mean is the real people, the liberal people, the middle class people, not the gammon. And when you put in, like I've done here, People's Vote March Gammon, you can see that these middle class whites have actually gone so far as to invent a racial slur for their own race. That's how far gone they are. Funny, all the gammon complaining about the People's Vote March. They keep crying it's undemocratic, traitors, etc., but then they claim it won't make any difference. And this goes on and on and on, this gammon stuff, this poison. It goes on forever. And this bloke here, well, he's gammon. This is the gammon. An average, they've put a pineapple there on his thing. The classic gammon with tin pineapple ring. He's just an English bloke, of course. But we're allowed to racially abuse the native people now. These are all the people who cry about microaggressions against trannies and blacks and everything like that. But what if we go back a little bit, when we look at the why did Brexit happen, it was because white working class natives had enough. They had enough of being lectured to, they had enough of mass immigration, they had enough of political correctness. And it was a big fuck you to the establishment. And the sort of middle class snowflake types, like here, I mean, one of the things I like to do is look at them. Look at it. Professor of astronomy and head of physics at university, two frequent appearances in media, blah, blah, blah. So now they've come back and they want another vote and they want to overturn the vote of 2016 and just do it again. And when you look at the fact that they've actually invented this sort of gammon term to sort of abuse the white sort of they'll be socially conservative working class whites, and this bloke is typical, then they've invented gammon. And what they mean is the People's March is because the gammon aren't people. I mean, they've actually gone so far as to invent a term to dehumanize them. They're not people. They're not native Brits. They're nothing. They're gammon. They're meat. And that's what's so what they within their own insanity and within their own hate, they've actually got a point. What they're saying is, well, the working class whites, the gammon, they don't deserve a say. They're not people. Now it's time for the People's March, and the People's March are from Brighton and posh areas of London, and they eat couscous, and they know all different names of wine, and they're a bit posh, and they've got humanities degrees, and they go on telly and talk about physics and astronomy. Here we go again. It just goes on and on and on. Brexit is a disaster. You can see it here, Nazi fascist far right. And look at this. Whoa, so they managed to drag their white, lardy carcasses as far as the nearest pub. Can't think why quitlings have a reputation for being dumb, knuckle-dragging mouth breathers. And what I find interesting is that if that is the mentality that they have, then to them, the people's vote is, it's one for them. They may as well just tell the white working class, you can't vote anymore. You don't have a political voice. We are, you aren't the people, we are. Just take the vote away from anybody who isn't a liberal. And then in the more, the Brexit march, hold on. People's Vote March on the main, just to move on from the Gallon thing. Here we are again. So here are the good people. Here are the real people. Here are the people whose voices need to be heard. All blue verified Labour, People's Vote UK, Alistair Campbell, oh, Blairite scumbag. These are the real people, you see. These are the people of virtue and tolerance and love. The gammon can just be stuck, thrown under the bus. To be fair, Brendan O'Leland spiked online, get this. I don't agree with their politics on many things, but they do get this, which is fair play. They see it straight away. March of the Living Dead. The People's Vote March has a funeral quality to it. This is a gathering of the people who are depressed about democracy. They've done some other good tweets on this. It was, and a lot of good articles at the site as well. They understand it. And these are the beautiful people, you see. CEO and non-exec in tech and cyber, fact-based opinions, Remainer, diver, fly fisher, personal company. I mean, he doesn't work for 12 hours a night in a fucking box factory, does he? None of them do. Look at them all. And they've got this kind of civil war going on with the court. I'm not even going to get into that. The new European, Trump and piss off as well, of course, because he's trying to help poor whites in America. Can't have that. Piss off Trump. But what you see, if they're going to dehumanize the native white working class to the degree that they are, where they're going to overturn the democratic vote, what I think is, you, in the gammon meme that they've constructed, is you can actually see the reasons for something like Rotherham happening, where, because that hatred is there. Are the girls in Telford just gammon? Is the girl in Oxford who had her tongue nailed to a table, is she just gammon? And she doesn't deserve any political voice. She doesn't deserve any help. That's how it looks to me. It's just that now they've actually come out and said it. Now, well, we'll just call them this name. We'll just call them gammon. But it was there for years. It was there all along. And they disgust me. They absolutely disgust me. But at the end of the day, I'm on the side of the gammon. That's the only reasonable position to have. So I'll have a look at the chat to see if there's anybody there. I'm going to just... Hello, Jackson. So, yeah, anyway, I'll just get back on top of it. I was just getting the screen up there. The divide has been there for years. And Owen Jones, I was looking for his tweet there just there. Owen Jones actually came out in the Guardian and said that Gammon wasn't a racial slur. I sense Brexit Gammon here. It's just a hatred. It's just an outright hatred. And I think they're psychotic. But when they've dehumanized the opposition to that much, to be fair, we did call them snowflakes, all right? But there it was based on how they perceive the world and their indoctrination in universities. The Gammon thing is racial, and it is working class people who like drink lager. I've seen it on all of the memes and stuff. They go to Wetherspoons, and they're there to be destroyed. They're there to be ignored and sidelined, marginalized, and trashed. That's their purpose. And after Brexit happened, these people, they didn't shrink back from it and say, well, okay, we need to take on board that not everybody in the country has a PhD in intergender studies and drinks Merlot every night. And they didn't. What they're doing is doubling down on it. But the hatred has been there for a long time. Somebody mentioned in the chat Charlene Downs, who got turned into kebab meat. Was she Gammon? You know? Were the girls in Rotherham Gammon? What about the girls who got blown up at the Manchester Arena last year? Were they a Gammon? You fucking scumbags. What kind of no other racial group would invent a racial slur to demonize and target their own racial group? And yet it's the height of virtue in their circles, the height of virtue. I just wanted to have a quick post on that, to be honest. I'll have a look at the chat there. How much of this is class hatred and how much is race hatred? Well, I mean, it's what the lefties would say. It's an intersection because you've got the class hatred, which is obvious, I think. But then it is definitely a class issue because these people don't go to places like Barnsley. They are more at home in Tuscany or the south of France than what they are in somewhere like Sunderland or Middlesbrough. But the race hatred is the hatred of race is that they hate themselves. I mean, I've been into this quite a lot. I've written about it and things like that, where because it's all wrapped up with Holocaustianity, which has been drummed in everybody's minds, where if you associate with white well-being, white ethnic interests, then you're bolted to the Nazis and so you're evil. If you go off in the opposite direction and you turn on that, the more you do within this moral paradigm, then the more you turn on it, the more virtuous you are. So what these idiots are doing here, they've been just completely indoctrinated by this and they've ended up sort of inventing a term of abuse for their own race. I mean, you would expect that from another racial group. Everybody does it. Races invent racial slurs for other groups. They've done it to themselves. That's what that Gammon meme is. They've done it to themselves. The more sort of fascistic elements of nationalism would say, well, this is what you've got to have fascism for. You have to just do away with all of this kind of class politics because it is a rift. It is a fault line within the society to be exploited by, let's say, outside groups where you pit one against the other. And the Guardian does that. I think I'm going to start a series on this channel which I'm going to call Hate Reading the Guardian, and I'm going to go through different Guardian articles and just dissect what's going on in that article. maybe have a 20 minute stream just going through the kind of bullshit on The Guardian. Yep, we've been proper wedged. But what it's in their morality as well, where they maybe think, I just find it amazing that they can't see how ridiculous it looks. I've thought about it, where they've actually came out and called it the people's vote. Obviously, that was just kind of, that trickled down out of some think tank and with the usual suspects involved. And it's ended up becoming an actual meme, and now they're all on the streets. The people's vote. It's ridiculous. The people had their vote. But then if you look at it through a prism of they've gone so far that they think the gammon, as they, who voted for Brexit, they're not people. They're not people because they don't have liberal values. I was going to do, I just mentioned doing the Guardian articles, and I was going to do one which was by some French globalist woman, and she was saying that the rise of populism in Europe is a battle of liberal democracy and tolerance and an open society against illiberalism, intolerance, and a fortress Europe mindset. Well, I am intolerant, I am illiberal, and I do have a fortress Europe mindset. But what they have to do is make the case for their own value system. And they're not going to do it. They can't do it. So they can demonize us as much as they want. But at the end of the day, they're going to have to come up with an argument. They're going to have to come up with it pretty soon. Because where I was going to go with that was that there's a year ago, it was a terrorist attack in Sweden with a girl called Ebba, and she was 11 years old, and she died in that terrorist attack in Sweden. And you don't get a country which is much more intolerant and illiberal than Sweden. And so my if men who thought like me ruled this continent, that would never happen. That would never have happened at all. So whose value system is superior? Because at the end of the day, people aren't dying on the streets because of my nationalism or our nationalism. Jackson Mosley said the core tenet of fascism was teamwork, subjugating the individual for the good of the nation as a whole. Well, I mean, they've gone the other direction, and they've gone in the direction of where they do have a collective. They have a collective, but as class. And that's very difficult to break. And the nationalists of the past knew it. They understood it. It's why you've got to be careful when you start talking about hierarchy, because it has an inbuilt fault line which can be exploited. The problem that we have is that, I mean, the left, let's not forget here, let's get back to basics. The lefties at the Brexit marches are supposed to be representing the fucking working class man. The people who are calling the working class gammon and they're not even gonna take seriously that they've got a political voice anymore. That's the left. I mean, I don't like Jeremy Corbyn, but at least he recognizes the insanity of the situation, and he doesn't seem to be falling in on it. He fucked off to some refugee camp somewhere, which is still kind of pathetic, but he wasn't going to go for this bullshit with the people's vote, for fuck's sake. The liberal people, the beautiful people's vote against the gammon scum who don't like Muslims and don't like their daughters being raped in kebab shops. So the white working class have got no voice. Someone says the gammons vote. The gammons haven't got a party. This needs to be rectified as fast as possible. I don't know where that is. I know that some of the e-celebs have been going off to UKIP. That For Britain thing, you know, except Anne-Marie Waters is like a total Zionist and a bit of a liar, to be honest. I mean, I've kind of white knighted a little bit because she was talking about race. She began talking about ethnic interests and race and native populations, which obviously I like the sound of that. But then, because she sees a ton of memes on Twitter and things like that. And so she knows what's going on in regards with the JQ. And so what she does is sort of, on the one hand, they've took a step back. It used to be just about Muslims. Now they're taking a step back because of the alt-right, with all the difficulties that's going on at the moment. It is because of the alt-right and white nationalism. It's like, okay, we let you have the racial stuff, we let you have the nativist stuff, but we're not going to have, we're not going to go anywhere near the JQ. That's where we're going to draw the line. And so, yeah, Jackson, I agree. She's Zionist dyke. Can't really do much of that. She can't plead ignorance because she's been on podcasts in Israel and everything like that. It's not like she just isn't red-pilled. She does know, and she's lying about it. So there's not really much to be done on that, I'm afraid. Well, I did want to just get back. As soon as I enter the room, you mentioned the JQ. Well, I've got to be careful on YouTube. But I really just wanted to come on and have a bit of a rant about the protest thing today. Paul Weston outlined his position on the JQ in a YouTube comment a few days ago. Suppose the JQ was true. Could you win an election on it? No, better to keep it quiet. All right, but by Michael Black there, that's fair enough, but Paul Weston plays into the hands. Paul Weston made a video about Anne-Marie Waters, and he was talking about how it was the fascist left and the censorship was the same as Nazi Germany. And then he went on again and he said, well, it's like having Hitler's brown shirts out. But the problem is he's talking about Marxists. He's talking about the left. So why not just call them Bolsheviks? Call them Marxists. What's wrong with calling Marxists Marxists? Why does he have to go on about the Nazis? And I don't trust that because he's reinforcing the leftist narrative with that. I don't like it. If you're gonna have your event shut down by a bunch of lefty Marxists, call them lefty Marxists. Call them neo-communists. They need to stop doing that because whether they like it or not, they are closer to being Nazis than the left are. They shut it down. It was like being back in Hitler's Germany. And they shut it down. It was like Hitler's brown shirts. Well, you're talking about the fucking left. Why are you reinforcing the left's own terminology like that? The left shut things down. So anyway, I think that was me little bit of a rant over there. Joining and pushing UKIP to the right is probably the best available option. It takes a long time to establish a new party from scratch. Yep, it's Stevie Malcolm. Hello, Stevie. The left gets things done. The left are being propped up by The globalists, really. The left are just a bunch of puppets. The globalist elite support them on absolutely everything they do. We don't have anything like that. The left get things done because that's what they're there to do. I mean, today on the People's March, it was literally the elite. I just read it out on Twitter before. It's all the Blairite elite, all of financial elite. And what they've done as well, I mean, just to get back to the EU thing, the sort of champagne socialists have concocted bad guys in the form of these sort of Tories like Jacob Rees-Mogg and Boris Johnson and even Theresa May. And they've then tried to sort of crowbar a lefty narrative into the fact to try and kind of get away from the fact that they are just obvious puppets of the wider globalist project. So what they'll do is point out that Boris Johnson or Jacob Rees-Mogg or Nigel Farage, these sort of standard British kind of cooked conservative types, they've got houses in and you know a house in Spain or somewhere like that, and they'll get a bit of a tax break, and then they'll dig that out and they'll say, "See, there we are. We told you it was just about the rich landed elite." And of course, they're carrying a placard which is like sponsored by Goldman Sachs. Google supports them, for Christ's sake. But they don't like that. One way you can always hold the left's feet to the fire is to say, well, you know, the corporations and the banks and the real globalist elite agree with you on absolutely everything. And they can't stand that. So what, like I say, what they've done in the case of the Brexit thing is to kind of create a straw man where it's just about rich Tories ripping off the country and they're scheming against the EU for their own benefit and their own shekels. I mean, even if that was true, it still wouldn't forgive them being utter shills of the real money power of Dateline corporations which run the EU. It's pathetic. Yeah, problematic Bob there, the political wing of the Google HR department. So, Anne-Marie Waters was attacking big business like crazy in her speech today. Well, I mean, I've, you know, there's only so much white knighting I can do for Anne-Marie. If she's going to come out and let's be honest, tell lies about the JQ, I can't really go there. I can do it if they turn a blind eye. If she gives a little bit of a wink and says, "I'm your girl," well, you know, as much as a day can. But, and I'm not going to go there anymore on the JQ, then that will be one thing, but she's not going to do it. The literal dark heart of the global, at the end of the day, it's the ability to issue debt with interest on it is the big problem. You control nations that way. Like Rothschild said, more powerful than standing armies. Well, I mean, I'd rather she kept her nose buried in muff and out of the JQ, to be honest. That would be one thing. We do need a wider, one of the things, just to get back on the Brexit thing and they're trying to overturn it and everything like that, we do need a real populist kind of movement in Britain. I'd be happy with that. Because I do want to try and keep coming back to the Brexit thing. And what I've, the article at The Guardian, which I was going to go through on a screen here, because I'm still getting used to this format, it was good because one thing she pointed out, this Natalie, some crazy French name, it came out on Tuesday the 19th. I'll put a link in the description. Yeah, I sound like a real YouTuber saying that. I'll put a link in the description. She made the point that the populists who are now on the rise all over the place were then helping out other populists in other countries. And this was what, and they're gunning for Angela Merkel. And what they've done is go after Seehofer to get him to speak up and therefore undermine Merkel's position. And so they are actually up to, I mean, there's a lot of hysteria on the left, but some of it's justified. The Orban and I think Salvini in Italy, they are in cahoots with the Poles as well, and they are looking for ways to undermine liberalism across Europe, and it's wonderful. It really is. And we need, in Britain, we're kind of isolated. We badly, badly need a mass populist movement just to kind of hold the line. And I know everybody wants to go full 1488 and bring in the new order, the new fascist order and all that. But before we get there, we're going to have to get the knife away from our throats. And I think a broad, large anti-elite populism is well on the cards. It's why I'm not as hostile to the alt-light kind of types as some people are in the scene. No, populism's not nationalism, but it will usher in nationalism. So I'm going to say next, well, all right, let's go. Let's go. It's all moving in our direction. Well, it would be in a populist movement. I mean, I think if we get we can deal with the lefties and the banks and all of that. I don't worry too much about classic liberalism because I just think they're like the fat kid who keeps the toilet seat warm for more hardcore groups, whether from the left or the right. I don't really. Well, I mean, the classic liberals, they're good at offering other people a platform. Yeah, Aria, it would give us the space to develop the infrastructure for actual nationalism. Yeah, it would. Caution us on, yeah. We need to kind of soften them up before they get the full nationalist helicopter ride. But in terms of these sort of classic liberals, I don't worry about them at all. All liberalism needs to be wiped out, I think. But all I see with these liberals, is that all they do is offer a platform to people who reject the values. I think it's ridiculous. They don't actually have much of a value system of their own. Obviously, I can't stand the left, but I'll at least admit that they have a vision of the world. It's just that it's a hellscape. It's hell. But and nationalists, real nationalists, have a vision of how they want life to be as well. The liberal worldview just seems to be lots of individuals who offer over platforms to other people who don't agree with them. And when we the way that these liberal lefties are treating the white working class over Brexit, I think is they're literally saying, "Fuck your vote, you're just gammon, you're just meat," and that's fertile ground. And you know, more than that, more than sort of just political skullduggery, it's the right thing to do. You can't treat our people like that. These middle class wankers treat our people like shit, and I've had a fucking belly full of it. I was going to rant on a lot more than what I did on about Twitter, but I've all been all right to interact with the chat. More what will happen? Hello, Robin. More what will happen? I don't know, to be honest. I mean, it wouldn't. This is the problem with this pedantry of civic nationalism. They can leave the border with Ireland wide open for all I care. It's not really an issue. It's the point is to get away from Brussels. proportional representation, blah, blah. Well, working class is now a defamatory term, need to use an alternative moral. I don't know what you're going to use. I mean, the middle class are calling them gammon, which seems pretty defamatory to me. And I just think the reason why I just wanted to get it off my chest in the streams, because I think it says a lot. I think it speaks volumes to how they view the working class. That is more, I mean, you can go to jail for a tweet now, and yet, like I showed before, you go on Twitter and the people's vote. What is it? The Brexit people's vote or whatever it was, which is having the vote of the working class in this country overturned, and then at the same time referring to the working class as dumb knuckle-dragging meat. This is not a sustainable situation. Not at all. I don't mind them pushing this people's vote nonsense. It's just keeping them busy whilst achieving nothing. They're letting off steam. I don't think they are. I think they might get it. I like I mentioned with Jeremy Corbyn, the Corbyn kind of gets it, and Corbyn's a bit of a dick as well, and he's like totally obsessed with Muslims. The Jews don't like him. The Jays don't like him. And I think a lot of it is they're looking for a pretext to bump off Corbyn and bring in that half-caste, that Chuka Obuma, whatever he's called, the British Obama, and bring him in because he's really all out for another referendum on Brexit. And then they're going to... then they'll get it, and then they'll have everything deployed, and they will win. They will win. I mean, they're going to lower the voting age to fucking 13 or something like that and have a six-month course beforehand telling everybody the wonders of Brexit. And they'll show them all these cute... Everybody will get these cute pictures of Paris, but it'll be Paris from, like, 1952, before it became African and before they put the cages around the Eiffel Tower. Corbyn wants Brexit, but yeah... Greetings from America. Hello there from England. From Gammon Land. I'm Gammon. Imagine that. Imagine the mentality of it. And I know that they'll snigger about it as well. Those racist working class Gammon. And yet, because they know they can get away with it. They're not going to get arrested for a hate speech crime. They're not going to get the Twitter police kicking the door down or anything like that. They make me fucking sick. Right, so I think I've pretty much prattled out. I just want to do a quick one, Gammon's review. Yeah, that's well. Maybe I should have called the YouTube channel Gammon's review. The people versus the Gammon, because that's what it is. We are the people. We are the good people. We are tolerant people. We are the liberal people. The Gammon and their vote has to be overturned. Has to be crushed. I mean, there is a hierarchy in this society already. I watched the Iconoclast. Morgoth, have you seen the new video from BBC? It's called "This Flag Has Been Adopted by the Far Right." I think if it's just the English flag, I watched the Iconoclast's video on it this morning. That's what I know of. Fuck, Gammon. It's such a sackless meme as well, the Gammon meme, because there's no risk involved to it at all, you know. Like, I'll sit on this channel and I think, right, I don't want to cook out on the JQ because I've done, like, 200 posts on it at my blog. But you kind of have to on YouTube. But So you have to try and weigh up in your mind how I can get a certain idea or concept across without crossing into dangerous territory and getting the channel shut down or getting arrested. I know that you can say a little bit more. I know that you can say a little bit more about Muslims and maybe a little bit more about blacks. But weirdly, they're coming down hard on you, taking the piss out of trannies and perverts. But yeah, you've still got to weigh all these things up. But with the gammon meme, which they think is like edgy and brave, it's not. That's like you've got all the power. I mean, do they have gammon privilege? Is this a society run on gammon privilege? You fucking retards! The gammon privilege is so strong in this society that their vote will be overturned if the globalist elite don't like it. Isn't that amazing? Isn't it? How amazing how powerful these left-wing arguments are. Like, it's so difficult to deconstruct them. You've got to sit around them pondering for years. They're just like these steel plates, impregnable. But if this is a society run on white privilege, on gammon privilege, how come you can get away with calling people gammon? All right. Anyway, I just wanted to have a bit of a rant and a bit of a chat about the. I'm still finding my way into YouTube. And I think ironic how the socialist left themselves are the most classicist in the country with more contempt for the world. Well, I mean, you've got to go back to the Frankfurt School in the end. At the end of the day, it was the problem with Marxism 1.0 was that the working class rejected it because they liked the simple things in life. They liked church, they liked their families, they liked their communities and the self of belonging. They didn't identify with the sort of international proletariat. They rejected that idea because they had an identity. Identity was the problem. They didn't identify with poor people in other countries, even though they were white and European. So it had to be rebooted and sort of reconfigured. And, you know, the Germans chased them out and then they went to the America. And the money power helped them all along. They knew it. They knew it all along. They knew what the effect of cultural Marxism would be on societies. And I think Marcuse and the rest of them were all funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. So again, and then what you end up with is some middle-class tit standing there drinking mineral water and preaching a globalist gospel, completely swamped in consumerist junk, and at the same time laughing, like taking the piss and making a racial slur for the working class. That's where it ends. The job done. There you go. They got their revenge in the end. Didn't Marx and Engels get their lives paid for by the Rothschilds? It wouldn't surprise me one bit, even if it wasn't directly done. I mean, one of the things people have to ask is how did they do it? It's one thing to come up with a load of sort of left-wing nonsense. It's another thing to have it march all the way through the institutions and have the universities taken on board and teach it as something serious. Somebody says Albion Radio, building North and South Solidarity. But yeah, it's all fair enough, but the problem that I've got is that I have to work 50 hours a week and I can't be a full-time e-celeb or anything like that because I'm standing in a factory all the time. So, all right. I mean, just a question for the chat, because I suppose this is my audience. Nice bunch of people. I recognise quite a lot of people there. So do you think doing a hate reading of The Guardian will be a good idea there in the chat? All right, that worked with Jackson's, that worked now. I'm going to... Yeah, so if you like, I'm going to do a lot more YouTube in the future. Yes, absolutely. It's okay. So, Mossad's in the chat. Hello, Mossad. I mean, actually, like, you can slag Mossad off. I'll just end on this note. You can slag on Mossad off, but I've actually got a bit of time for that. I want to see Europeans have a Mossad. Because if we ever get on top of this, the globalists are going to run around the world and try and hide, and maybe even in Argentina. Wouldn't that be ironic? So I would like to have a sort of group, a highly trained, secretive group that goes around the world and hunts down our enemies. What we could say was neutralize them wherever they are. Which is pretty much what Mossad do. It's a sort of the sort of where your ethnic group has its own secretive organization which takes care of problems. I'm all for that. Jay Young, love you, Morg. I love you all. It's a nice little chat group here. But I think I'm gonna. Morgoth is going full schwa. I've been full. They got me a long time ago, Eagle. The fascists got me a long time ago, I'm afraid. All right, I'm gonna nip it in the bud there, and I'm gonna come back with more videos, because I'm getting a good reception. So I'll see you all around, people. Thanks for listening.